This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Hello everybody, welcome back to The Listening Room. My name's Ken Young, and we're going to start today with a bit of Brahms and something from his fourth symphony, the third movement. I think you'll enjoy it. pretty rousing start of the program. Fourth Symphony, Third Movement by Johannes Brahms. It was played for us there by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, conducted by Thomas Sondergaard. And now for some 16th century choral music from a wonderful Spanish composer by the name of Tomás Luis de Victoria. And the Holy Saturday lessons of the first nocturne is something I'm going to choose something from here, the second of those lessons from the first nocturne for Holy Saturday. Beautiful piece here performed for us by the Choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, and they're directed by Richard Marlowe.
Thank you.
beautiful music. Beautiful 16th century choral music by Thomas Louis de Victoria, 16th century. Well, he died in 1611. He was born in 1548, so pretty much a 16th century composer. He just wrote so much gorgeous choral music. I hope you enjoyed that. That was the second lesson of the first nocturne of Holy Saturday. And it was sung for us there by the Choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, directed by Richard Marlowe. Now to a piano piece by Mendelssohn, who between the years 1829 through to 1845 wrote 48 pieces called Songs Without Words in 8 books, 6 in each book, Songs Without Words, Lieder ohne Worte. And I'd like to play the very first one from book 1, and it's played for us here by Michael Endres. Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words. That was book 1, number 1. Beautifully played there by Michael Endres. Now for some Tchaikovsky and 2 excerpts. The Spanish Dance and the very final scene of his fantastic ballet from Swan Lake. Here it is performed for us, those 2 pieces, by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Varujan Kojin. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. Swan Lake. I've had the pleasure of conducting that on many an occasion in the ballet pit, and it really is a wonderful ballet. That was the Spanish dance and the final scene from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. It was played for us there by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Varujan Kojin. Now for some choral music by Poulenc, Francis Poulenc, who wrote a considerable amount of choral music. He was Catholic by birth. And it wasn't until later in his composing career that he embraced his faith with regards writing choral music, faith-based choral music. And I'd like to play you a little piece which sort of reflects his study of Bach over the years, Bach chorales, and it's a really gentle lyrical piece, setting of the Salve Regina. It's performed for us here by the Winchester Choir, and they're conducted by David Hill.
Thank you.
That was the Francis Poulenc's setting of the Salve Regina. And in the 1998 Virgin Classics recording, we heard the Winchester Cathedral Choir conducted by David Hill. And now for a piece that I think many of you will recognise. It comes from Sir Edward Elgar's Enigma Variations, and this is probably, I would think, the most famous of those variations, subtitled Nimrod. Beautiful piece. Nimrod. Yes, indeed. Nimrod. One of the variations from variations on an original theme. Enigma, Opus 36 by Sir Edward Elgar. Played for us there by the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by Juanjo Menna. Now for a piano piece by Franz Liszt, Hungarian composer, very fine pianist, obviously. And he wrote three pieces called Liebestraum, or Love's Dream, Dream of Love. And this is the third of those, and it's the most famous. And it's played for us here by a very fine young Christchurch-born pianist by the name of Li Shin Sung. Li Xin Sheng. My apologies to Li Xin. And it comes from an album he recorded about 5 years ago now. It's called Play. Very fine. And I think you're going to enjoy his performance of the third Liebestraum of Franz Liszt. Gorgeous performance by a very young person. I produced that CD actually, and it was recorded when he was, I think, 16. That's just a handful of years back now. It's a really good release by Rattle called Play, Alishan Shang. And that was the Franz Liszt III Liebestraum, Love's Dream. Beautifully performed there. And we're going to have another gorgeous melody, this time by Massenet, and who wrote an elegy. And this performance, it's actually a 1944 recording done by the cellist James Whitehead, with the very famous accompanist Gerald Moore at the piano. This is the Massenet elegy. I'd like to play for it right now. Well, that's a bit embarrassing. I'd completely forgotten that that set that I have, it's a set, is Maggie Tate, wonderful, wonderful soprano from, you know, 20th century. And that piece is normally performed without the vocal, just a cello solo, a lovely melody which Massenet wrote in the late 19th century. But I was completely forgetting that that has the vocal element as well, a poem by Gallet, G-A-L-L-E-T. So that was the elegy by Massenet, and with Maggie Tate, the soprano, and the cellist was James Whitehead, with pianist Gerald Moore. Finally on the program, Symphony No. 40 by Mozart, but not the first movement, not the well-known first movement, the rather fiery fourth movement, the finale from his G minor symphony number 40. And here it is played for us by, I've got to remind myself now, I think it's the Prague Chamber Orchestra. Yes, it is. Prague Chamber Orchestra conducted by Sir Charles Mackerras.
Thank you.
That's just fantastic music. It really, really is just great music. That's the last movement of Mozart's 40th Symphony. And it was played for us there by the Prague Chamber Orchestra, conducted by the fantastic Australian conductor, Sir Charles Mackerras. Well, that's all we have time for today, I'm afraid. I've loved bringing this program. It's love to have you. I loved having your company on this program. And I look forward to welcoming you in again at the same time next week on ORFM 105.4. And you can join me here again. I'll have more great music for you here in the listening room. Bye for now.
The School of Performing Arts is the creative heart of Otago University. We pursue our passions as performers, actors, composers, songwriters, directors, music producers, and dancers. Studying music, theatre or dance enriches any student's experience and opens the door to lifelong enjoyment. If you want to learn how to express yourself and communicate with others, work in a team, solve problems and think creatively, then come study with us.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.